Genesis, chapter 27. And it came to pass, that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his elder son, and said to him, My son. And he said to him, Here I am. And he said, Look now, I am old, I don't know the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray you, your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field, and hunt venison for me. And make savory food for me, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat. That my soul may bless you before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Look, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring venison to me, and make savory food for me, that I may eat, and bless you before Yahweh before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from there two good young goats. And I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. And you will bring it to your father, that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Look, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I will seem to him as a deceiver. And I will bring a curse on me, and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went, and fetched, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took the goodly garments of Esau her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the young goats on his hands, and on the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory food and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob, and he came to his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau your firstborn, I have done according to as you bade me, arise, I pray you, sit and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh your God sent me success. And Isaac said to Jacob, Come near, I pray you, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father. And he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not discern him, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Are you my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless you. And he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. And God give you of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and new wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also made savory food, and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very greatly, and said, Who then is he that has hunted venison, and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him? Yes, and he will be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a very great and bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Your brother came with guile, and has taken away your blessing. And he said, Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And, look, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Look, I have made him your lord, and all his brothers I have given to him for slaves. And with grain and new wine I have sustained him. And what then shall I do for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice, and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Look, of the fatness of the earth will be your dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword you will live, and you will serve your brother. And it will come to pass, when you will break loose, that you will shake his yoke from off your neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau her elder son were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob her younger son, and said to him, Look, your brother Esau, as concerning you, comforts himself, purposing to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. And arise, flee to Laban my brother, to Haran. And tarry with him a few days, until your brother's fury turn away. Until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets that which you have done to him. Then I will send, and fetch you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, of the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?